I live in Hackney, have done for quite a long time, just over the border, but I lived in Islington from 1965 to 1987. So I probably went to the inaugural meeting, which has been described as being a very full meeting, lots of people packed into a room, and I think that was when I first started. So that was 1969. I was young. I had a relatively privileged life. I was aware that in Islington there was a lot of poverty, there were a lot of people in need, housing need, not having enough money, problems with their children. And it seemed a good way to do something to help. We were doing quite a lot of very original things, going out on the streets, telling people about their rights, listening to people who came in to the offices, and and we became a campaigning group as well, based on the information we got from the people who came in and told us their stories. We did a lot of interesting things. We did this market stall where we went to Chapel Market, and we had this old pram, which I think a local school had sort of put together for us in their workshop, made it into a sort of stall. So we had a kind of fold-up top. And then there was one of these old prams, with the big belly. And we kept all the leaflets in the bottom of it, and we would walk down Chapel Market, which was a very, very busy place then at the weekends. And when we found a gap, we'd squeeze in, and there we'd be for the rest of the morning. And that was quite a fun thing to do, as well as obviously being very useful, and it attracted a lot of attention, and people came and took the leaflets and talked to us. Mainly trying to, yes, to tell people what their rights were and give them leaflets and point them in the direction. And there were other organisations that were active within the borough. There was a housing action group, and the CAB, and the law centre. So yes, there were, and we worked very closely with them. I mean, we had a lot of people who sort of overlapped different organisations. Which I think was quite unusual, really. So we were able to point people in the right direction to where they should go to get the advice they needed if we weren't able to give it to them ourselves. So my role was just being involved and doing the stall and being there for the advice sessions. But later on, when we were between workers, I did work part-time with Alison Campbell. We did a job share together, and so we would run the advice sessions and put out the information. The second handbook, which was actually published in 77, 78, and that was, I mean, when you look at it now, it was the most comprehensive document. It covered absolutely everything and kind of drew things together in a way which I think was exceptional, really, probably unique at the time. I mean, people have said to me that they thought that the handbook and also the way of working with other organisations was really a trailblazer for how organisations just didn't work like that until then. So, they were kind of pioneering firsts. It was basically to inform people in as clear a way as possible of what their rights were, but also to point them in the direction of organisations that could help them or give them more detailed advice or information. Because people's situations were often very complex, and you couldn't really sort of set out every single possible solution in one handbook. So it was very much about giving information to help people, and there wasn't anything like it. There was nothing that covered comprehensively all the different aspects that might affect. And we used to do a lot of tribunals as well. I remember that. Various, but mostly benefits tribunals. So there were a few people who were quite good at doing that. And there was the Claimants Union as well. don't know whether they still exist. I don't think they do. But they were very active in the borough, and we used to work quite closely with them. And they were much more vociferous, let's say, than we were. And I think they told us we were much too sort of moderate, really, in our approach. But we used to work with quite closely with them, and learned a lot from them. Perhaps they learned a bit from us, I don't know. We got funding actually for the worker. That was from the council. So yes, the council did support us. And of course, what had happened was that some of the people who were involved in the organisation had then gone on to become councillors. And, so there was definitely a sympathetic view towards, that approach to helping people and improving the quality of life in the borough.